But to start, here is the story of Elena Beaver. Elena grew up in Alberta and spent all of her childhood in the care of the province. Here is her story.
Brandon, Brandon, la di da di da da.
It's me. I'm here alone. I look in the distance. I see a figure of a little boy. My little boy? Is he my future? Do I deserve this? I've never had a family. Can I handle this? Am I ready? It's been a rocky road getting here. Let me tell you about my journey. From time to time, my mother would mention why the babysitter felt she had to call child welfare. She saw a bruise on my butt and she called the appropriate people. Child welfare thought that I had to be taken from my mother's custody for my safety. I was placed in short-term foster homes. One of my most vivid memories from this time was when I was 3. I was not being supervised and I went to the next door neighbor's house. I was teasing a puppy with a stick through a fence. The mother dog was not pleased. She jumped over the fence and bit my left cheek completely off. Of course, I was taken to the hospital and I had surgery done. To this day, I still have a scar on my face. I don't remember much after that until the age of 5. I lived with a foster family for a year. My foster mother then told me that child welfare found a long-term foster home for me and that my new foster mother and father were my auntie and uncle. Most of my new family spoke my Aboriginal language, Cree. I remember being picked up and driving a long time. I can also remember looking at a gravel road and seeing all the dust behind us. Finally, we were there. I saw a white house with a big lake in front of it. But life was not so pretty. Living here for 6 years, I experienced physical, emotional, sexual abuse, and neglect. I was excluded from a lot of fun activities. I was not able to play with the other kids. Most of the time I had to sit on my bed. If I wasn't helping Cecilia cook, clean, do yard work, or work on cleaning and cutting the moose meat that William would bring back from his hunting trips. That would also include scaling fish and taking off the moose hide in the summer times. After I left the foster care of my aunt and uncle at the age of 11, my mother took me to live with her. She put me in grave danger. She was extremely abusive and almost drowned me 3 times. Overall, living with my mother made me hate her, and I wish that she was not able to find me and take me back into her life. It's hard for me to talk about my time with my mother because there was so much brutal violence. 1 year after I moved away from this house, I found out that my uncle had died from stomach cancer. William was my one and only father figure. I loved him so much. When he was around, nothing bad happened to me. He was my protector. I never really stopped grieving over him, and I wish that he knew how strong I became, and that I have a son now. I wish he could see that I'm a great mother and that I've learned from him. William was one of my main role models. He was the chief of our reserve, the preacher, a foster parent, and a hunter. He was a great man, and I hope my son grows up to be just like him. After leaving my mother's, I went to several other foster homes. One I will never forget. It has to be the worst memory of my life. I hope that someday I will be forgiven. I was placed into a foster family and they were Mormon. They had three young children of their own. They were understanding, caring, kind, and wonderful people, which made me feel very good inside. It was New Year's Eve. My foster parents trusted me to watch their kids while they went out for a couple of hours. I called my friends over, and some of the bad boys from the town came and pretty much destroyed the place. But I didn't care. This is when I first started experimenting with drugs. That night I took acid, smoked marijuana, and was drinking. By 11, I was toasted. One of my friends suggested we leave, so we did. I left the kids all by themselves. It just so happened that the candles on the piano were lit. When my foster parents came back home, the children were awake and scared because half of the piano was burnt. To this day, I'm glad that nothing more happened. I wish I could find them, express my apologies, and see how the kids are. After being in other group homes, this, I must say, was the place I enjoyed living at the most throughout my younger years. When I moved to this group home, I was a little girl in her shell with a lot of problems. I was completely intimidated by the other youth. While living there, I was taught about being street smart, fending for myself, and learning to live with my friends being my family.
Why I have so many problems with other females. I don't know, like, I think everything kind of just ties in on its own. But, like, I feel like every female I meet just, like, tends to, like, not like me. And I don't know, it's weird, but even to this day, I get along with men so much better. You know, and it's like, I don't know, it's one of those, like, weird things, you know, like, I just like it. Really put yourself in the state of mind where you're just like, okay, it's time to grow up now. It's time to calm down. It's time to stop. You can't be immature. You can't be irresponsible anymore. If you get this paycheck, this money goes here, this money goes there, this money goes here. You can't just go and spend your whole paycheck all at once and be like, oh, whatever, you know, blah, blah, blah. It's, you know, it's all about responsibility and taking care of yourself. Because that child depends on you. That child, you know, from the way that I've grown up, there's no way in hell I'm going to let my kid grow up that way. Okay, yes, you know, I have a good head on my shoulders, but I had to teach myself all of that on my own. I had to teach myself, okay, either I go this way or I go this way. I have to choose which way I want to go. I can't go both ways. So it's like, you know, I was taught the bad stuff, the bad way, the good stuff, and the good way. So, okay, you know, I went down the bad path for a long time because that's what I chose. Now that I have my son, I have to go the good way. Because if I want to keep him in my life, and if I want to teach him good, and have him to be a good, great person, then I have to be that way too.
Happy again. I just want to feel deep in my own world, but I'm so lonely I don't even wanna be with myself anymore.
my whole state of thinking is just completely different. Like, I want to have a future for myself. I want to go to school. I want to own my own group home. I want to do better for myself because I know whatever I do will reflect on my son. Before I had my kid, I was so selfish and I didn't care what other people thought as long as I was happy and I got what I wanted. Now that I have my son, I sacrifice a lot of things that I would want so he has what he needs, like sacrificing my relationship with his father and the way that I feel about his father so that his father is part of his life. But even other people, for that matter, that are part of his father's life that I may not completely respect, but I have to put that aside for the sake of my son and for the sake of his happiness, and for that matter, for the sake of my happiness, because I'm not going to be happy unless my son is happy that he knows his father and that he has his father in his life.
What you preach and what you turn the other cheek. Father, Father, Father.